they see you on campus?
My daily wardrobe is a pair of jeans or shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
Even in the winter?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. What's something about chemistry you wish more people knew?
I wish everybody realized that chemistry is good. If you look around, everything that we have come to enjoy is a result of chemistry. And I think chemistry has a bad rap, unfortunately, just because of a few small incidences. But overall, it's hard to imagine how our life would be without chemistry.
Okay, thanks Mark McLaughlin for sharing some science and wardrobe selection tips with us. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you, Sam and Rohit. I'm Alan Manning, and that was Sharing Science Radio. Stick around to hear some music from our friends over at Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Scandal is coming to Vancouver.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita. That's my name. And this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm really excited because in studio with myself is the lovely Shane Sharp. Hi, Shane.
Hi.
I noticed you just put your sunglasses on because that's the kind of guy you are. That's just who you are. He's like, okay, I'm ready. I've got to do this rock and roll stuff. So on go the glasses. So do you want to tell us what we just heard, please, Shane?
Well, we heard two songs by the Riverdales.
Uh-huh.
Because we weren't quite ready.
No, we were all good.
That's from the Phase 3 reissue on vinyl. And that's the first song was Countdown.
Okay.
And second song was Party at the Beach.
Party at the Beach. That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Except we're having a party at the station. And so tell us, can you tell us what year this record was put out, please?
This one, looks like it was originally 2003 and reissued 2008 on vinyl.
Okay. And I asked just because their first record, I think, was like 97, correct?
I think it was 95.
Oh, was it 95? Okay, yeah. 95. And then they had 90s. And then the first one was called Riverdales. Is that correct? I think it was self-titled?
Yeah,
and
it was.
Okay. And then the last one, if I'm not mistaken, is 2010, their last record, I think. And that's got one of my favorite songs on it from the Riverdales. The Beginning of the End.
Oh, okay.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's everything they put out.
I love
since they came back together has been good.
The Beginning of the End. Yeah, that's my favorite one for sure. Awesome. So this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is normally where Canadian music is played. However, because Shane is here, and whenever I have a friend on, I like to just open it to whatever my friend would like to play. So you're my friend, and we're going to sort of go with your lead. And Shane, you brought tons of records down.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
And way more than I can play.
No, and I'm so impressed with your... look at the organization. I mean, if you could see this, guys, I should take a picture. I'm going to take a picture and Facebook this. This guy has written out all the songs he'd like to play with, like, the years that the bands were formed, where they were formed. Like, I'm impressed with your organization skills. Organizational skills.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't want to have to look up on the wiki or anything.
Well, no, because I am one... not even one quarter that organized. I'm like one tenth that organized, and I just like fly by the seat of my pants. But that's good that we are, that you're the yin, I'm the yang, right? Or are you the yang and I'm the yin?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've had time to do this right now, so
that's awesome.
The only reason why.
So do you want to tell us why you have so much time off, Mr. Sharp?
Because I injured my leg. Aww. On a weekend trip to Keats Island with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
And basically. It's like having a broken leg.
Do you want to repeat as, like, because you've told me the story, but do you want to repeat it? Because I am curious exactly how you got so injured. Like, because you're so injured. You've got, like, a bruised leg, but a severely bruised leg, correct?
Yeah.
And it's been weeks. It's been, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it'd be 3 weeks this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
And, I injured it literally within a couple hours of getting there. We went down to one of the beaches in the dark, and I just ran into a log.
And so did you run into the end of the log?
Yeah. I was walking on a log, and this other log sort of overlapped it a little bit, and I didn't see it. I just didn't think anything of it at the time.
Yeah.
I just walked it off like
you walked
else.
It off? Okay.
And the next day, it was sore, and
jeez.
I was like, oh, I must have a bruise. Next day, I was swollen, and I could barely get my pants off.
Oh, God. You poor guy.
So.
And now, and I'm, because, like, I sort of followed your progress, or I guess lack thereof, on Facebook, and I was just horrified how injured you were. Yeah.
It's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep at all for the first couple of weeks.
It's brutal. Yeah. Well, you're looking better. You look like you're making some progress now, finally.
I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah. And hey, you're going to Sled Island, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what, next week?
Next, I guess we're leaving next Friday.
And what is today? Today's Wednesday. So a week from Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to be going with your band called High Waisted, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to play some High Waisted right now. Is that cool if we play Hot Date?
Yeah, sure.
That's a good song. I like it. I really like your band. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your band?
Well, started about a year ago, mm-hmm. I think, just over a year ago. And, it's currently it's Sarah, Katie in the band. And I switched to bass. I started on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And for Sled Island, we have Katie's boyfriend taking over on guitar.
Mm.
And also Deb.
Yes.
Keyboard.
Yes. And who can't make it to Sled Island.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And yeah, go on.
We're doing it anyways. It'll be fun.
Well, that's good. Are you guys playing any shows that you know of locally soon?
No.
No?
Got
no.
Nothing.
Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. This is Hot Date. Now, this song was recorded with whom?
With Felix.
I know. Very good. I really like it. He did a great job. So, the station, of course, guys, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And here we have the band High Waisted with the song Hot Date.
Come with me, snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody does look the same. The summer light is not a reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on! Does a man run at you? Made a man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Far from home. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Living in a world insane. They cut us and heart us and brain. The bell and that love will turn. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to be me alone, come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
All right. Hello, Shane.
Hey.
Hello, Mr. Sharp. Okay, so this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and my name is Anita, and I have the lovely Shane Sharp in the studio with me. And he's been kind enough to come down and bring so many of his records, and I'm learning a lot. Like, we're sort of learning from each other, and this is why I like to have people on the show with me, because, you know, we all kind of live in bubbles, of our own sort of bubbles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we all know our own music, and but then it's like, oh, I've never heard of that band. And it's like, really? How can you have never heard of that band? And then vice versa, you learn so much, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that band? I really like those guys.
Forgotten Rebels?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, that's...
I've heard of them, but I don't know anything about them.
So they are a Canadian band. They're from Hamilton.
Okay, I knew that.
Late 70s band, okay. Still around, sort of. I mean, they played the odd show.
Right.
And that was from, that was the Me Generation from the St. Hollywood, which last I checked has not been available anywhere except for the original, or maybe a couple other presses, but can't buy it on CD.
Wow.
It may have been reissued in the past few years, but I'm not sure.
That's awesome.
So.
Very nice.
Kind of why I brought that one.
Yeah. And so cool. So you're sort of working with the Canadian general theme of the show. But at this time, if you're totally listening to or waiting to hear Canadian music, we're just playing everything. So don't get too excited, folks. Before that, we heard the band, of which three of the four members are no longer. And that would be?
The Exploding Hearts.
Yes. Yeah. What did we hear there, Shane?
That was, which song was it? It was
Shattered.
It was Shattered from the Shattered demo mix. I guess the demos, alternate versions, and I think a couple 7-inch only releases.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure, but that was the title track from the record.
And that one only came out not long ago, like what, 4-ish years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. Because the guys died in 03, and we're already into the year 2015 already. I don't know about you, that seems so... 2003 to me seems like yesterday, but so that was 12 years ago. And I calculated, those guys were about your age when they died. No, not like you are the same age. Did you know that?
I think I did, yeah.
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 Because
they were young.
Yeah. They were so young. They were like 20, 21, and 23 back in 2003. And the guy I think who survived is like your age. You're born in what, 83, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's right about your age. Yeah. And he's in a band, I want to say the Nice Boys, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
I don't know if they're still around.
I don't know. I know that he's released something recently, and I listened to it, and it was, it was okay, but it didn't really, it was no, you know, Exploding Hearts.
I didn't like it that much at first, but it kind of grew on me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Exploding Hearts. Before that, we heard a band that I really, really enjoyed, The Saints.
Yeah.
And they're from Australia.
Yeah, and that was, I guess that was their self-titled record, I'm Stranded. It was a self-titled song.
So it was like the title track, from their record, I'm Stranded. And those guys, The Saints, are they up to date? Are they from a different era? Are they now?
I don't know if they're doing anything now, but they've released some records in the 80s, and they were a little bit different.
Okay.
I don't know what.
So they're from the 80s, mostly? Like their songs, like they release stuff from the 80s.
They put stuff out in the 80s. I'm not sure.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know much about born, it. But I'm just saying that like their era was the 80s.
Well, this is from like 70s.
Okay.
As far as I know, they formed like 1974.
Okay. So 74 was when they formed.
Yeah.
Okay. So more like the 70s.
Yeah, I would say so.
Interesting. Okay, cool. So that was The Saints. And it is now 7 o'clock. And we're here with you guys until 8. And we have coming up next something. This song is really super catchy, and I love it. And I can't get it out of my head. It's the song. Where are we at here? Here it is. I'll Take You Anywhere. This song. I'll Take You Anywhere. It's the Steve Adamick Band. So Steve Adamick Band out of Ottawa. This was released, this song, 3 years ago. And this song is just the perfect pop, punk, sort of power pop summer song. I guarantee it's not going to leave your head. Yes. Okay, so let's take a listen to that. And for those people who are listening, all two of you, my show is only every second week. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. So stay tuned. And you can always podcast this. Or hey, you know what? If you want to call, that's always fun. So the number here is 604-822-CITR. If you want to call and speak to the very handsome, tall Shane Sharp, the phone lines are open, folks. 622-822-2487. Yeah, you can talk to me or Shane. Isn't that exciting? All right, so let's hear the song that I was talking about. I'll Take You Anywhere from the Steve Adamick Band here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay. No way up until another day. And you'll remember to- Hello, I'm Wilson.
I'm Pramita.
You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Happy 75th birthday, CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Change your mind. Change your mind. Change your mind. Change your mind.
Hello. Hello. That was awesome. So Shane is just at the turntable doing his magic. And my name is Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And that was totally rad. I really like that. That was a band called Varsity Weirdos. And I just looked them up, and you know a lot about them, Shane. While you were over there, I discovered, though, that they are from Moncton, New Brunswick. Yeah. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I know them because my last Bad Amp 7-inch was put out on the same label.
Uh-huh.
And when we signed up for when we got the deal with the label, he sent me all his stuff.
Oh, wow.
It was only maybe 8 records at the time, and uh-huh. That was the one I liked the most.
So good. I really, really like those guys a lot. And let me tell you what we heard from them. We heard the song Tiffany from a 7-inch of theirs released back in like sort of mid-2000s, if you will. Is that right? Like 06-ish? 05-ish?
I left it over there.
That's okay. I know that it says here they formed in 04, so...
Oh, well, this is their second.
Okay, so let's say around 06.
I'd say 8, maybe.
Okay, maybe 08. Yeah. Okay, so around that time. Yeah. And do you want to tell our all the people out there the band you used to be in? Tell me about it. Tell me about it and tell them about it, please.
Well, the Bad Amps was my first band.
Oh, was it your very first band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I started with my brother and Dylan, who I met in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sort of jammed for a couple years. Never intended to really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we just started playing shows until about 2004. Then we had a hiatus. So we got back together, made a new record, and then back on hiatus, sort of.
Uh-huh.
And then came back, recorded a new 7-inch, which is where the label that was
right,
same as the Varsity Weirdos.
Okay. And the label is?
It's Alive Records.
It's Alive.
And they're based in California.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay, cool.
And that was the only other Canadian band on the label.
Oh, interesting. That's awesome.
And yeah, we've done a couple of reunions since. We opened for the Queers in 2009, I think,
uh-huh.
in Victoria.
Right.
We played an unrehearsed house party show at my old place. And that was the last.
Right.
Last time.
I do have, you gave me a copy of your record, well, CD. And I have, like, the artwork is really cool. You gave me, like, some posters and some pins. And, like, I have fridge magnets, I swear. I have stickers. And the stuff is actually really awesome. I actually have, like, as you know, a couple of the pins on my jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were all made by Adam at his Live Records.
Oh, yeah?
Because he worked at a print shop.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah.
All that stuff he did for free.
That's awesome. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's like back in the day. I was really bad. I used to work at a photocopy place myself. And that was when I was in my first band as well. And I had people coming in, my friends, and basically I would give them stuff for free. I made all my band posters, everything for free. I can't believe I'm telling the world this. I'm not going to tell you where I used to work, but I was young and I was just... into the free stuff. And so basically whenever we had a show, I was like, yeah, I can like run like 200 posters. Color, you want color? Sure, I can do color. I used to sometimes work the overnight shift. It was terrible.
That's what he did. That's how I got away with it.
I know, totally. I'm just laughing. I just recently told somebody about Nardwar would come in and he would ask me, you know, Nardwar the human serviette. He's like, oh, can you copy these zines? This is back in the day when they were actually zines. Like everything was paper. And I'm like, sure, I'll do it. He's like, well, can you give me a quote? I'm like, no, I'll just do it for free. Because I'm like, you're Nardwar, like, you're awesome. So anyways, yeah, I've been there. But okay, so back to our music. That was Varsity Weirdos. Before that, we heard something from Suspect Parts, and we heard this song from their 7-inch entitled Change Your Mind. Do you want to tell us something about them?
Yeah, I think they're still around. Actually, I looked them up, and they're on tour in Germany right now.
Oh, okay.
And it was that's the singer, Justin, I think it is.
Okay.
From Clorox Girls.
Oh, the Clorox Girls. Yes, yeah. Of course. Yes.
So that's his sort of new project. But I guess you were saying Clorox Girls are back together.
And they're touring. And I believe they're either on tour now or they're starting soon. And I can say this much with no uncertainty. And that is that they are playing August 1st at the Hindenburg. And I'm totally stoked.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I know.
Are you sure it's not them?
No, I swear to God, it's the Clorox Girls. Because I even, like, I've Facebook said I'm going to the event. You can look it up. Huh? So I will invite you. How about this? I will invite you to the event. And you'll be like, yeah, shocking, huh?
I'll definitely go.
I know. You have to go. How can you not go? I actually changed plane dates because I was supposed to fly back to my hometown I was going to fly back on the 1st. Then at the last minute, I was like, what? Clorox Girls are playing. So there we go. Okay, so that was Suspect Parts. And it was one of the guys from the Clorox Girls.
The singer. I'm not sure if anyone else is from the band, but just the singer.
Yeah, and those guys are out of Portland. So, okay, now before that, we heard something called Shane Sharp Objects. No, Sharp Objects. With the song Zero Ambition. And that's also from a 7-inch.
Yeah, and that was... It's one of the members from the Briefs. When the Briefs broke up, were on hiatus.
Right.
I guess he moved to California and started that band.
And this was their only release? Only one that you know of?
It's the only one I know of.
Right.
Yeah. And so, that's a few years ago. And it sounds like the Briefs.
I love the Briefs. Yeah. They're so good. Okay, good. Well, awesome. Let's see. The time is now 7:18, and we actually got a phone call. Yeah, we got a phone call from James. He told me not once but twice that he's just a regular blue collar guy. He's like, I'm just like a regular blue collar guy driving around my van, and he does cable. He's like the cable installer. And he just said some really positive stuff about CITR in our show. So I just shout out to you, James. Thanks for listening and thanks for being so kind. Thanks for the kind words. Yeah. Okay, good. So here we go. What are we in the mood for now? Some Muffs. Let's listen to some Muffs. I'm all about that. Let's see. How about the song? We can hear "Sad Tomorrow." That's the song we're gonna hear. This is one of my very favorite Muff songs of all. I've sort of gotten back into the Muffs after being a big fan of them back when, and they're still together, as you know. They just played Seattle at Christmas time around like December. They never made it up to Vancouver. I did see the Muffs, though, way back in, God, must have been like the late 90s, at the Brickyard. And it's funny because I was talking to a mutual friend, so Justin White, was like, oh, I saw them at the Brickyard. And I'm like, yeah, me too. So apparently we were at the same show because we remembered the same opening act. It was pretty interesting. I was like, you were at that show? That's crazy. So anyways, so here we are. This is the Muffs song, Sad Tomorrow. Here we go. The station, of course, is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Maybe one day I'll die, who cares? Hide away, live is once again rated the world's most... Vancouver is once again rated the world's most boring city. I repeat, the world's most boring city. You literally can't do anything here except pay for overpriced drinks and food and potentially enjoy some
Vancouver
music.
Is known
you actually don't
to
enjoy
be a dull,
but you're pretending
boring,
to enjoy it.
So you
lay
in
with a bunch
weak,
of people
pathetic,
that you don't care about.
Absolutely drab, soulless.
I don't know what else to say. You suck, Vancouver.
You suck.
Oh. Oh no. Well, at least we have Discorder.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I just have Shane Sharp in the studio with me, and he's going to be on air in a bit. He's just at the turntables trying to get... Well, no, here he is. Hi, Shane. Okay, let's talk about who we just heard there. We actually heard Scotty, so Scott from the Beelines. That would be his band from 2006 called Fuck Me Dead. It was a 7-inch, and the name of the song was Circling Ahead. And they do sound a little bit like the Beelines, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott's like the nicest guy. He's a super cool dude. Yeah. And what label is this on? I'm looking at this.
I'm just trying to find out.
Yeah, you're trying to find out too. Clarence Thomas Records. CTR 04. That's what it says here. Look at that. Clarence Thomas Records. And, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Now, the Beelines are playing, most of you guys, if you don't know yet, their very last show. And I believe is it September? That seems to ring a bell. It's coming up.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
It's yeah. September. It's going to be a massive, I mean, I can feel it already. It's going to be like a million people there. And it'll be the end of a really long, good run at it, the Beelines.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, one of the best live local bands in Vancouver right now.
For sure, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can really disagree with that. No.
No, these guys were... Definitely a similar style.
Did you see Fuck Me Dead live?
I saw them probably almost all their shows they played.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They were, I don't know, maybe around for a year or a little bit more. As far as I know, they have 2 7-inches.
Interesting. And were they a 3-piece, 4-piece? Do you remember?
Yeah, 4-piece it looks like. It's Derek was the singer.
Okay.
And he was, I knew him briefly. He was from Toronto. And I believe he moved back to Toronto after this.
Oh, interesting.
And then Norm. Played in the band, and also sort of a friend of mine, Jason Fisher.
Okay.
For a while, he played in the band. He used to do a lot of photography around town.
Oh yeah.
That's how I knew
Interesting.
Him.
I was just telling Shane that was the dark ages for me, sort of because I had my first child in 2005, and up until 2005, I was totally active in the music scene, playing in a band and doing whatever. Then I had a kid, and then I was like, whoa. I don't know what that was all about. Then I had a kid, and I was like, mwah. And then basically, I had to be a mom and I had to stay home. And if you have a baby, it just takes all your time. And so then I kind of just had, not by choice, but I was like taken out of the music scene. And so I missed bands like that, like Fuck Me Dead, for example. And so now I'm sort of catching up and I'm glad you're here to help me with that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, now I'm back and sort of in the scene. I'm going to shows in the past few years and having a fun time. And so there you go. Now, before Fuck Me Dead, we heard a band called The Muffs. We heard a band called The Muffs from, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, That is Blonder and Blonder, I'm sure, that song that we played, which was Sad Tomorrow. Love, love that song. It's my favorite Muff song from 1995. And they're still around. They're still doing it. I don't know how, but she looks good. Yeah. Kim Shattuck is looking pretty darn good considering, you know, she's up there. So all hail older women. There you go. All right. Now let's move on. And what do we have? Do we have something else, Mr. Sharp, coming up?
I've got two things lined up.
Okay, perfect. What do we have coming up now?
On table one, I've got Angry Samoans.
Oh, okay, cool. So the Angry Samoans. And maybe we'll tell people, let me just do this here. Okay. That if they would like to call in, apparently James was listening, so there are people out there. They can. The number here is 604-822-2487. Also known as 604-822-CITR, in case your phone is all about the letters, I guess. Who uses letters? So give us a call and say hi, or just tell us that you hate us, whatever. We're all good. We're confident enough to handle that. And we have another 30 minutes or so until Val is on with her show, which is called Folk Oasis. And you said on Turn Table 1 we have the Angry Samoans?
Yep.
All right, awesome. Now, where are these dudes from? Are they from Samoa?
No. They're from L.A.
L.A.,
in,
okay.
Late 70s.
Okay.
They're still playing, but they're not really making new music.
Okay,
they just
awesome.
Do shows. I saw them a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. And you also just recently saw Screeching Weasel.
Yeah.
And you were not overly put off by Ben Weasel and his antics.
That's just what he does.
See, that's interesting because I've seen the divide of people. And there's people who seemingly don't have a lot of experience with Screeching Weasel and they were the most up in arms with what he did. And then there's people who are diehard fans like you, right? And a few other people I know who are just like, you know, he was just baiting the audience and that's what his shtick is.
I think it's sort of become that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've traveled to see him, so it's nice to be able to see it locally for the first time. I think it's the only time I've ever been to Vancouver.
What?
Yeah. Riverdale's really? Came to Vancouver in the mid-90s.
That's it?
I think.
Wow, that's crazy. And so if you had to compare this, so how many other times have you seen them then?
Three other times.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've seen them enough. So if you had to compare the show from the other night to the other times you had seen them, would you say... Have they kind of moved more into an aggressive manner with the audience, or is it about the same?
I've seen this happen twice now.
Oh, you have? Okay, yeah. So you really legitimately are saying it's just really not out of character for him to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, a couple of times I saw him, it wasn't... I mean, we opened for him in Edmonton with the spinoffs.
Oh, that's right, the spinoffs.
And same thing that night.
Yeah.
He went off and tried to get people kicked out, and he wouldn't start playing again until he...
Oh, my God.
Until he got kicked out.
Wow. And, interesting. Yeah.
But I saw him... The other two times I saw him, I don't think it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Out of Chicago, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do we... Okay, so let me see. So Turntable 1, you said. We got the Angry Samoans. Yeah. And so keep listening, folks. We're here till 8. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Truth right side of my mind. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Sounds like that.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And look, hey, we got a phone call. We got James calling tonight. We also got good old Corey. Thank you, Corey, for calling. And Corey has asked to hear something from the LA band called Fiddlar, F-I-D-L-A-R. And he wants to hear the song Cocaine. So I have found it. All right, Corey. And we're going to play that for you right now. I have the lovely Shane Sharp in the studio with me, and we'll come back in maybe after this next song or two and tell you what we listen to. And we'll be out of here kind of soonish, 16 or so minutes. Then we're going to head on over, at least I'm going to be heading on over definitely to see DJ Joshy at The Hide. So go check him out tonight starting at 9. He'll be doing his always quality mixes of, you know, punk rock and garage and all that stuff. He's awesome. So his music's really good. So check out The Hide tonight. And yeah, so here we go. This is Fiddlar. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let me just make sure I'm good here. Okay, here we go. The song is called Cocaine. And yes, here we go. All right, we're now back. That was awesome. I really like those guys. That was the song Terminal Boredom from the band The Cute Leopards. In case you're not sure, it's not leopards, like with spots. It's like people that are diseased and lose their fingers. So they're cute. They're Cute Leopards. That was a 7-inch of theirs. And Shane is here with me, Mr. Shane Sharp. Do you want to tell us, do you know what year that song approximately was released? Approximately.
It was...
Oh, sorry, Shane.
No inserts.
There we go. Okay, but is it, like, kind of recent? In the last, like, 8 years?
This is a while ago. It's okay. Just after the Breeze broke up.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, 2007.
Okay, so, like, 8 years. That's been, 8 years ago.
Been a while.
Yeah. And where are those guys from?
Seattle.
Cool. I like the very nice artwork.
That's the singer from the Breeze, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yes. I thought he looked familiar. Cool. There's Stevie Nicks and Stevie Kicks,
yeah.
Correct? In the Briefs?
Yeah.
Now, the Stevie Kicks was the R guy, the Canadian one.
He was
one.
From Newtown Animals, from Vancouver.
Yes, but originally from Windsor. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know. I learned that from Alex Angel. Okay, and I'm from Windsor, and that's funny because we're in the same age range. Myself and Stevie Kicks, don't know him. I don't know him from Windsor. That's interesting. Okay, so Cute Leopards. Now, before that, we heard the band Head... with the song, the title track of the record. It was a record, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't a 7-inch. Okay, we heard No Hugging, No Learning. Now, Header from Seattle, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
They go back a ways. I'm not exactly sure where. I couldn't find any information.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to guess like 93,
oh, okay.
94.
Wow.
That record is a more recent one. But
okay.
I have one that's from 94. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that whole era.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so Head, and then we heard something from the band Fiddler. Now, that was a request from Corey. So Corey called in, which was very nice of you, Corey. Thanks for listening. And I enjoyed those guys. The name of the song I heard is Cocaine, and that was the title track from the record, Cocaine. They're from L.A., and apparently Nardwuar has interviewed them. Interesting, huh? Look at that. I don't know them. Fiddler. Fiddler. F-I-D-L-A-R. See, I'm telling you, we all get in our bubbles of a vacuum. A bubbles of a vacuum. Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, we get in our own little zone of vacuum, meaning, like, we exist oftentimes not always with enough input from other people, and then you just keep playing the same stuff over. I mean, I'm talking about myself. I listen to the same stuff over and over. And this is why I love having people like Shane come down, because he's really opened my eyes to a whole new world of music. So for sure. Can I tell you what bands I think I like the best that you brought down?
Sure.
Okay. I really, really love the Angry Samoans. So love those guys. And I'm looking at, let's see. Oh, the Saints. I really like the Saints too. So, so good. Tell me about the Saints again. Were they the ones from Australia?
Yeah.
Okay. See, yeah. I'm learning so much. From Australia, the Saints, yes. And we have about 5 minutes. And do we have anything lined up?
Well, I've got Turntable 2 on.
Oh, excellent. What do we have on Turntable 2? What kind of surprise do we have there?
Screeching Weasel's first 7-inch.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah. And what song is that?
It's got Punk House. It's the first song on the record. Okay. So
we got Turntable 2, right? Whoa, sorry. Turntable 2. And this is pre-punching the girl out. This is like very early. So Screeching Weasel, if I remember correctly, like they formed like what? Like 1990-ish?
86.
Oh, 86. Like really long time ago.
Yeah.
They were like teenagers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That record is from 86.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So we're listening to super, super early Screeching Weasel.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, good. Very cool. Shane, you have lots of like rare stuff. I'm pretty impressed.
Some, yeah.
No, I'm impressed because I am moving into a new place soonish. Soon, and I'm going to get a turntable, and I'm gonna then I think spend some time on getting and actually I might become one of those vinyl people like you. I'm gonna make an effort.
Well, nobody makes CDs anymore.
No, so. Well, that's true. So okay, good. Let's listen to Screeching Weasel, and the song again is
Punk House.
Yeah. Here on CITR. And again, thank you so much, Shane, for coming down. Anytime, you're welcome. Anytime, buddy. It was super fun.
I'll scratch off everything I played.
Okay, awesome. We'll keep this sheet. I took a picture of it because it was so well done. Nice handwriting, by the way. Look at this. Look at that. Very nice. All caps. Very good. Okay. So again, thanks a bunch. And I'll be back definitely in 2 weeks from now. And Val Cormier is on in 4 minutes. This here is Screeching Weasel, and the station is CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver. And in case you have no clue, my name is Anita B. That's who I am. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Yeah. Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie.